Every year, the kids come to Camp Stonewater expecting a summer of adventure and excitement. This year promises to give them much, much more.
Michelle, is that you? Who's there?
Oh! Oh! What are you looking at?
There was a face! A horrible face at the window!
The Burning.
Right now, he's out there watching. Waiting. So don't look. He'll see you. Don't breathe. He'll hear you. Don't move. You can't run!
There is a killer out there.
Oh, come on, Michelle.
Burning.
This is the emergency podcast system. This is not a test. Movies are bombing all over the country. They are posing as movies you already know. They may already be in your theaters, your neighbor's home, or even your own. Do not panic. Specialists have been dispatched. They will help you identify these pretenders and defend you against this invasion of the remake. Please stand by for further instructions.
Shifty Eyes Productions presents
Cult Movie Trailer Go-Go 4. Shock and Awe.
What do movie ratings mean? G means general audiences. No nudity, no sex, and no drugs. Violence must be cartoonish and minimal. And there may be language that goes beyond polite conversation. PG means parental guidance. There may be strong language, like shit or ass, and brief nudity, like showing off an ass, or light violence, like getting kicked in the ass. PG-13. Parents are strongly cautioned, as in, look out, Mom, here come more shits. Bullshit, dumb shit, little shit, shit-faced, and shithead. Fuck is also allowed, but usually just once, so filmmakers are urged to choose their fuck carefully. A simple fuck you is okay, but referring to the sexual act as in, may I please fuck you, or I enjoy getting fucked, is totally unacceptable. If a character says that, especially while abusing an illegal narcotic, the film is rated R. R means restricted. No children 17 or under without parent or guardian. There may be sexual themes, frank sex talk, sexualized nudity, tough language, and tough violence, like 1,000 handicapped orphans decimated by a hail of gunfire. But if the film depicts realistic baby-making in a position other than missionary, acts involving oral sex with females, anal sex, fetishes, more than two humans, or what the MPAA deems aberrational behavior, that film could get slapped with an NC-17. NC-17 means no children 17 or under, period. An NC-17 may range from a senior citizen gangbang to a foreign Pedro Almodovar film. But art films make people feel funny, especially the ones with aberrational behavior.
Don't look in the basement. The makers of Last House on the Left warn you again. To avoid fainting, keep repeating, it's only a movie. Only a movie. Only a movie. The line between sanity and madness can be crossed in a single step. And with this step, you enter the nightmare world of terror. On the day the insane took over the asylum, Judge Kamen, whose iron self-control hides the urge to kill, Harriet, a mother's love, twisted into the malignant shape of evil. The sergeant, living in the hell of an aimless war, fighting a battle within himself that he lost long ago. Allison, in a desperate need for love, an obsession that could drive her to murder. Danny, whose sense of humor triggers a violent act of revenge. Dr. Masters, who has her own idea of the gentle art of healing. And Charlotte, who left the world of sanity and security only to be trapped in the nightmare world of madness, a nightmare she cannot escape. They all met on the day the insane took over the asylum. Don't look in the basement. From Hallmark Releasing Corporation, rated R.
New case file. Sam Withers, lobotomy patient, age 72. History shows a post-procedure incident at a place called Stevens Sanitarium where he murdered all the other patients and doctors.
The one patient I get to try to impress the teacher, I can't fix because he doesn't have a brain.
Used to be considered a valid form of treatment.
If you're Frankenstein. Now, I don't know how, but something is happening to all of us, and the people in this file are the key.
Not just something. I didn't know who I was.
She didn't.
Everything started when Sam got here.
That would explain a whole lot about what's been going on here. I mean, like the ghosts and everything.
You're telling me that this place was once Stevens Sanitarium?
You didn't know?
Are you all right?
No, I'm not all right. Do you have any idea what's going on around here?
Yes, it's a mental institution.
This house, when Sam got
it. She started going crazy, I had to sedate her.
Why don't we just lock the door and get the hell out of here?
She might hurt someone.
Did you see what I just saw?
They're not after you. They're after all of us. You need to help me. Going on here before it gets any worse.
For some people, a simple warning is never enough. By the time Alma heard it, it was too late. Something's out there in the woods, and it's killing people. Joni never thought it could happen to her. Ingrid and Peter couldn't believe it happened to them. Something's out there, waiting. Something a little bit wild and crazy. For some people, a simple warning is never enough. It's your decision. If you want it chopped off, just take it to the woods. Remember, the call of the wild is the last thing on earth you want to hear. Don't go in the woods. It's coming soon. For some people, a simple warning is never enough.
Run if you must.
Hello, operator. It's an emergency. Can you help me?
Hide if you can. Scream if you are able.
Who's there?
But above all, if you are alone, don't answer the phone. is out there, somewhere in the ground, behind you, beside you, ready to kill again.
No attempt to conceal the body. It's almost like he wanted to be discovered.
The nurse, the mom, the starlet, the student, the secretary.
I am frightened of you. What does that do to you?
And all men, I kill and rape them all. No one can stop me.
You recognize this person?
Because I'm too strong.
He had done it before. He would do it again. He is doing it now. Don't answer the phone.
You know, if you were to follow a busy doctor as he makes his daily round of calls, you'd find yourself having a mighty busy time keeping up with him. Time out, for many men of medicine, usually means just long enough to enjoy a cigarette. And because they know what a pleasure it is to smoke a mild, good-tasting cigarette, they're particular about the brand they choose. In a repeated national survey, doctors in all branches of medicine, doctors in all parts of the country were asked, "What cigarette do you smoke, doctor?" Once again, the brand named most was Camel. Yes, according to this repeated nationwide survey, more doctors smoke Camels than any other cigarette. Why not change to Camels for the next 30 days and see what a difference it makes in your smoking enjoyment? See how Camels agree with your throat. See how mild and good-tasting a cigarette can be.
Get more out of life. Come often and bring your family to our drive-in theater.
This is a dill pickle, a mighty pretty pickle, especially when he joins you at the show. We have lots of pretty pickles waiting for you at the refreshment center. They're plump, tender, mouth-watering. Wouldn't one taste good right now?
In the distant future, there will still be slaves, helpless against the desires of their masters.
Keep my hands off me.
At the mercy of their every whim and perversion. Bound to their masters by chains and subjected to every humiliation and cruelty. Want more than their freedom now. They want revenge.
Feels good to be back in the saddle again. Engine's hot. Can't you drive engaged?
Big movie with big adventure, big action.
Have you got a knife?
Only this.
It'll have to do.
Big robots, big romance. Big production and big girls.
I intend to hunt you.
You're an inhuman fiend.
Slave girls from beyond infinity. They're for sale, but they could cost you your life. Girls from beyond infinity.
Where the city lights are brightest, you'll find the beggar girl. People hearts are lighted among the pleasure girls.
Meet the pleasure girls. They came for the kicks. These bittersweet beauties of London's bed-sitterland. The big city offered adventure. romance, excitement.
Hey, boy.
The Pleasure Girls, they take the kicks and the shocks of big city life in their stride. Ian McShane as a young photographer looking for a quick development. Francesca Annis as Sally, fresh and innocent. Two people with burning ambitions, in love with life and each other. To them, it's a city for conquest.
We could be happy, normal people, dunking babies in the front left, right, and center, but of course we won't. It's too easy.
Look, I don't want to rush to the ultra. I want to try for a career.
Sally, I love you.
Klaus Kinski as the ruthless Nico. He had money and enemies. Susanna Lee as Dee. Did she love the money or the man?
If you'd like to buy me a sports car or a mini.
Mark Eaton.
And the phone is, you're going to get a little pressure.
And Rosemary Nichols. Pleasure girl loves leisure boy, and she's courting disaster.
You realize what you were doing, don't you? You're putting me on that gambling table. Well, you lost. And you lost me, too.
Why, after all this time?
I'm going to have the baby, but I won't need you or anyone like you.
Tony Turner as Patty.
Sally, what are you running away for? Sally, what's the matter?
He's a boy who'll leave you never. So long, pleasure girl. So long, pleasure girl. So long, pleasure girl.
Recently, 20th Century Fox had two very heavy ideas. First, make a film called Beyond the Valley of the Dolls. Second, get Russ Meyer to write, produce, and direct it. You'll meet three girls, young, beautiful, talented, a tight trio that was the heart and soul of a rock group. Life was sweet, man, but not enough. The whole world was out there just waiting, and the beat inside pushed them to where it's happening. Hollywood, USA. Yeah, it happened all right. They got hooked on a non-stop merry-go-round where the only ticket you need is success. Be a winner, man, or forget it. When they made that first party, it was like too late. The whole thing was moving, reaching out, and they dug it. Whites, yellows, and reds were more than just colors, man. They were it, the magic dream pills. The chicks were wild and groovy. The studs were cool and cruel. The eyes so warm, the smile so friendly. But watch the teeth, they bite deep. Faces, so many faces, calling, begging, help me, love me, save me. Don't listen. If you hear them, you've had it. Come on, open your mouth, wider, hear, taste. Life, man, life. Like it? Hell no, tough. It's a one-way trip all the way down. One little girl turns her back on truth and love. She'll have to make it with pain and eyes that cry rivers. The second finds her heart in the arms of another chick. Don't look for evil in your brother's eye. The third bird finds her man. It's good, very good, but she almost blew it before she learned that simple truth. The boys are here, too. One so sure that love was enough. It isn't. You gotta fight for it or it'll just get up and walk on. Another cat's hungry. Bread and chicks. Make them pay. Love is free, but sex isn't. Don't look back. You won't like the view. And what about you, man? What's your thing? You talk weird. What do all those words mean? Who are you? Don't look at me, man. You're not real. It's all here. Love, rape, murder, dope, grass, abortion, suicide. Something for everybody. Now hold it, man. Don't close your mind. This is what living is all about. Now and then. The people who make Beyond the Valley of the Dolls come alive are the largest introduction of fresh young talent ever presented in a major motion picture. Beyond the Valley of the Dolls is not a sequel. There's never been anything like it before. If you've been waiting for something new, waiting for a film to shake you into the freaked-out, mind-blowing scene of right now, then come and see it, man, and find out why it's called Beyond the Valley of the Dolls from 20th Century Fox.
Order Audubon Films presents Radley Metzger's The Licorice Quartet, an erotic duet for four players. Vincent Kennedy of the New York Times calls The Licorice Quartet a fruitily beautiful movie, preoccupied by the way nude bodies and sexual acts look when photographed sideways, in zoomy long shots, in roving close-ups, ripe with incredible color and decor and movement.
That's correct.
Andy Warhol says, The Licorice Quartet is an outrageously kinky masterpiece. Go. Bernard Drew of the Gannett News Service says, John Ford has his The Informer. Orson Welles his Citizen Kane. But Radley Metzger has I, a Woman, Carmen Baby, Therese and Isabel, and Camille 2000. Each season, he comes forth with a new blessing, and this year's crop of kisses is called The Licorice Quartet. WCBS Radio says, Body to Body is the name of the game.
I've never seen a film like this before.
Bob Salmaggi of the Westinghouse Broadcasting System reports, this lustful tapestry borders on the power of illusion, the quixotic movement of time, and the quirks of fantasy. Coronet Magazine says, breathtaking settings, a handsome cast, intriguing storyline. And the critic of radio WHBI-FM describes this motion picture as the most beautiful film of this kind I've ever seen. Rothman News Service reports, The Licorice Quartet represents a paradise of wonders for some, a shocking experience for others, a source of excitement for most. The photography is superb, the acting great. The Licorice Quartet can turn on the world. And ABC Television News concludes, I have to recommend it. The Licorice Quartet, an erotic duet for four players. The new Radley Metzger movie, a very special kind of motion picture with Silvana Venturelli, Frank Wolf, Erica Remberg, and Paolo Turco. The Licorice Quartet.
Last weekend at the L. Howard game, girl, I saw your beaver flash. I'll never be the same. Oh no.
Live for excitement, even danger.
Hurry, the car is waiting.
Their men use 007. There are plenty of safer aftershaves to wear. New 007 makes any man dangerous. Once he's used it, there's no turning back. Its subtle, masculine aroma turns the quietest evening into an adventure. You'll find yourselves going through the wildest things together. And loving it. If you're the kind of woman who craves excitement, give your man 007. There's a 007 gift set for every type of assignment when he's traveling light. Give him this one with 007 aftershave and cologne. That's 007 for the license to kill women.
When you use 007, be kind.
When our rockets veer off course, it spells sabotage. Lightning Bolt is then called into action. This secret agency is headed by Captain Flanagan.
Hi, Harry.
And Lieutenant Harry Sennett.
In my shower.
Then play host and scrub my back.
A supercharger of suspense when this fiendish human monster tries to control the world from his underwater city. A supercharger of horror in the hibernation chamber where his playthings are kept alive and then destroyed at will. A super challenge when confronted with the most exciting undercover agents in the world.
Hi.
I'll bet you're George Hipplewhite, Harvard, 1955.
Hi.
I'll step out of your sun, baby. I'm sure you wouldn't want to be shadowed.
How do you like my tan, Harry?
Tantalizing.
Action. 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 Don't miss this Technicolor supercharger. Lightning Bolt, the supercharger of the year. It will jolt you. It will electrify you.
This is as close as most people ever get to the CIA. But you're going a lot closer to a top secret briefing inside. Gentlemen, this is Gerald Cross. In the 30 years he's been with the agency, Cross has become too good. He knows too much. Cross is to be eliminated. This is Scorpio. CIA experience, 4 years. He's good because Cross trained him. He's also Cross's friend. His assignment, eliminate Cross.
I want Cross. And I want him burned.
How bad is he want?
All the way.
So long, brother of mine. You've got 30 seconds to live. McCloud wants me dead.
I'll have to go deep, so you won't hear from me for a while.
When the agency wants to get rid of someone, they do it. Even when it's their best man.
Where's Cross?
We can't all miss, mister.
Cross!
If you get Cross, you get his job.
They wanted Cross, and they didn't care whose life it took to get him.
He shot your wife.
Hey, no! Jesus, it's Jack!
The job with the woman was...
I didn't kill her, I swear!
One favor, Cross. Run as fast and as far as you can. You've nothing but enemies.
We're not just saying Scorpio's the most exciting action-adventure film of the year. We'll prove it to you.
The
the gentle sex, the weaker sex. So charming, so pretty, so frail. Gentlemen, beware. They're deadlier than the male.
Poor Mr. Wingard.
I want a word with you, my friend.
Deadlier Than the Male, based on the famous Sapper suspense thriller. Stars Richard Johnson as that double-fisted, sophisticated private eye bulldog drummer. Meet the original serpent, all snaked up and ready to strike. Elka Summer as Ekman. Blonde, blue-eyed, killingly lovely. Silva Koshna as pretty Penelope with the taking ways. She'll take your life if she thinks it pays. Now here's an interesting male. Nigel Green as Carl Peterson. It's a thriller killer with offbeat laughs. With luscious dolls in every shade and every shape. She's Susanna Lee. Lending a willing hand, a young and handsome new male star. Steve Carlson. Romancing a new heartthrob. Introducing Virginia North.
Now, Brenda, stop playing hard to get.
All kinds of games. Every kind of gambit. Gentlemen, your move. All the suspense you can take is here. And at your service, two friendly operators barely disguising their intention. In a rich corner of Cape Town, copper millionaire Wexler waits in fear of his life.
I'm Steve Martin.
You got here quickly.
I understood that was part of the deal.
Lex Barker has the intrepid Steve Martin on the most difficult assignment of his career. Risking his life to solve an outbreak of treacherous murders. Join in the adventures of this very special agent as he hunts a killer on land and underwater.
Damn it, I've already
told you. You want to stay alive? Just tell me one thing, Mr. Wexler. The name of the man you think is the murderer.
There are other dangers which face Steve Martin. Insidious, exciting, but very, very attractive.
I think that was not for Mr. Anderson. That was for Steve.
Oh, Steve!
The hunt goes on and takes you to some of the most disreputable quarters of Cape Town. This is the biggest cave in the world, a place for the hunted to hide,
Steve,
and the hunters to seek. Steve Martin in action as he pushes his way into the distant reserves of the Black Continent in search of a killer.
Look out!
Don't shoot.
Why not?
Victim 5. From Frank Forster's bestseller, Table Bay, comes this exciting, fascinating adventure.
Designed by top professionals. The international trademark, the $100 bill. The name of the game, the file of the golden goose.
You're up against a smart, tight international ring. They're not just playing Monopoly with printed money. They're killers.
What would you suggest?
Infiltration. Join the ring.
Yul Brynner is Novak of the CIA. He knew his first mistake would be his last.
What the hell is going on here?
Ever seen him before, love?
Never.
Copper. A lousy, stinking copper!
Brynner is everywhere, tailed every inch of the way. Edward Woodward as the yard man who got in too deep.
Are you suggesting that I'm taking a payoff?
Charles Gray, the owl, a twisted link in the vicious chain.
If anything happens to me, you'll never get out of London alive.
What drove Novak to work on the inside where death was the price of discovery? But nobody asked the questions twice.
Is that the price for your trust?
I told you, I trust nobody.
Your life is at a premium if your name is in the secret file of the Golden Goose.
I think you're finally ready for 007. There are plenty of safer aftershaves to wear. Once you've used 007, there's no turning back. The effects are immediate. The results can be dangerous. And if you get into trouble, you're on your own. We won't even admit we sold it to you. If you still think you're cut out for this kind of living, get 007. For special assignments, you'll need the full line. 007 shave cream, 007 hairdressing, 007 spray deodorant. That's 007 for the license to kill women.
When you use 007, be kind.
Action Man!
Now with eagle eyes that actually move. On the lookout for action. Up in the mountains. Down in the jungle. He drops from the skies and rises from the depths. He's all action. Look out for all these fantastic uniforms specially designed for
Action Man
and his eagle eyes.
Some men kill for a cause. Some men kill for a price. And some men just kill. American International Pictures presents Killer Force, starring Telly Savalas as Webb.
I'm sorry, sir. No one mentioned you were paying us a visit.
No one knows. Never.
A cold-blooded hunter of men.
Finish the job.
It's quite impressive.
Sometimes I get carried away with it myself.
Peter Fonda as Bradley.
State your position. Over.
I am opposed to all governments.
He had his own ideas about life.
Well, what do you think?
I think this job might have its compensations.
And death. Hugh O'Brien as Lewis, a mercenary. He earned his living by risking his life.
Wait a second.
You wait a second. When it comes to my life or someone else's, there's nothing to discuss.
O.J. Simpson as Bopper. He was quick, fast, and deadly. Maude Adams as Claire.
Good morning, Mr. Bradley, sir. Reporting for security check.
You know the procedure, Miss Chambers? Remove your clothes.
Most men used her for her body. One man used her for bait.
But take my word for it, Miss Chambers, even without your help. Next time you see Bradley, he'll be dead.
Killer force.
We could ask them to give up, Mr. Webb.
But I don't think they'd hear us.
Fire. Fire.
The substation's on fire. All hell's broken loose.
You bet.
They were professionals who killed for hire. But the man who hunted them killed for pleasure.
Ground patrol, they're making for the dunes. Head them off.
Where on earth do you get your license?
I want it in the crack game.
The killer force. When he sets his sights on you, there's no place on earth you can hide.
Was a typical American town until they found they were sitting on $500 million worth of oil. They called it God's country until all hell broke loose. Then it was time for Vigilante Force. Kris Kristofferson, star of Academy Award-winning Alice Doesn't Live Here Anymore. Jan Michael Vincent, dynamic young star of White Line Fever and Buster and Billy, come together in Vigilante Force.
The last time I tried to go back home, they gave me a parade. In one end of town and out the other.
Kris Kristofferson is Alan, twisted by a war he could never win.
What war?
My war.
But one he could never stop fighting. Jan Michael Vincent is Ben, who finally took the law into his own hands.
All right, give him hell.
Now you listen to me. And when you good people hired me to come take care of your garbage, nobody was there telling me how to do the job. Nobody wanted to know.
Like a pack of mad dogs, they were unleashed to clean up the town. Instead, they cleaned it out.
Want all the money you're holding in a pile.
Get tired of you serving us around!
You know why you ain't been killed, don't you? Because we're brothers.
They fought over the same girl. And now the time had come to settle the score.
We're coming after you!
Victoria Principal, sensuous young star of Earthquake, is Linda, who trusted a man once too often.
I'm gonna kill you.
Broadway's Bernadette Peters dazzles as Little Dee, who loved not wisely, but very well indeed.
You're a cop, I hate cops.
So do I. I'm the cops.
I was going to do something terrible to all of you.
Kris Kristofferson, Jan Michael Vincent, fighting it out in Vigilante Force. Big John Taylor, mercenary, soldier of fortune. He's more than a man. He's a walking death machine. Candy O'Perrin, sexy undercover cop. Her deadliest weapon is her body. Michael O'Malley, Hollywood's top stuntman.
What do you want us to do?
Fight our champions.
Only this time, the action's for real. Rick Chan, black belt, primed for action with one blow. A death blow. Only two words describe the power and fury of this unstoppable team. Raw force. Join them as their carefree vacation cruise turns into hell on the high seas.
What was that?
Hey!
Final port of call. Warrior Island. Uncharted and unexplored.
We should not be here.
Burial grounds for martial arts masters from the past. Their resting place is defiled. They rise from the dead to avenge their honor. Who will win? The living or the living dead? Join John Dresden, Gillian Kesner, Jeff Binney, Raymond King, and Cameron Mitchell. As they band together with the incredible power of raw force, untamed and unleashed to kill. In the future, the mean streets are paved with murder. And if you crash on these roads...
Look at her arm! Can't you wait till the ambulance gets here?
Pray that he gets to you first.
This man is still breathing.
For here at the crossroads of death, there's only room for one king of the highway.
You look like you've been run over.
Done over.
This is Black Knight territory.
They've been causing us a lot of anguish.
I've got to do this my way, my own self-respect.
Well, don't come around here looking for a nurse when your self-respect gets splattered all over the highway. You need looking
after. Sam Jones, Catherine Bach, and Don Swayze in Driving Force. Doesn't care who they hurt. Ow! Not how young.
Daddy!
How innocent. How helpless.
Please don't talk.
Collect all passports.
Why?
Cut!
Strangers.
You're making a mistake.
United by the threat of death.
There's only two of them! And there's so many of us!
Find the courage.
You take one of us, you gotta take us all.
To defy their captors.
I won't do it!
It's a new age of terror that requires a new breed of warrior.
1 minute to showtime.
We're members of Delta Force and we're here to take you home.
America's elite anti-terrorist commandos. Committed to destroy the enemies of freedom. Because the stakes are more than pride.
Sleep tight, sucker.
More than honor.
Move it.
More than justice.
American, I want to negotiate. Do you hear me, American?
Loud and clear.
Because they're fighting to save American lives. The Delta Force, starring Chuck Norris and Lee Marvin, America's new heroes. The Delta Force. From the director who brought you Smokey and the Bandit, Hooper, Cannonball Run, comes the ultimate spectacle.
Tiger Force, an elite compact fighting unit armed with the most sophisticated weapons ever seen on a movie screen. The mission to preserve freedom and justice and battle the forces of evil.
The good guys always win, even in the 80s.
Mega Force.
His outside is clear. You can see every gear, the brightest, biggest gears ever seen.
Mr. Machine!
He talks. No, he squawks as he walks. Along the ground and round and round and round. You can take him apart, every gear and nut. But you can put him together and build him up. Wind him. Go on. You can't break the spring, but listen. Hear him ring?
Here he comes. Here he comes, greatest toy you've ever seen. And his name is Mr. Machine. He is real, he is real. And for you,
he's real.
And his name is Mr. Machine, Mr. Machine, Mr. Machine.
Now, for every kid who has ever seen a science fiction movie, thrilled to the amazing strength of an out-of-this-world movie monster, comes Great Garlou by Marx. Garlou the Mighty. Garlou the Untamed. Garlou the Terrible. Who can stop him? Who can control this monstrous creature? You can, kids, because Great Garlou by Marx is yours to command. With these battery-operated controls, you can make Garlou go, stop, bend, pick up, turn. Yes, Great Garlou, almost 2 feet tall, will be your faithful servant. You name it, you're the boss. Bring out-of-this-world excitement into your house, kids. Own the most fantastic toy of all. Great Garlou by Marx.
M-A-R-X spells Marx, world's largest toy maker.
Fire! No motion picture of our time has ever unleashed shock spectacle of such scope and realism as up from the depths of prehistoric mystery rages Virgo. The headlines of the world blaze the fabulous story of this monster from another age, catapulted from some vast sub-ocean cavern by unprecedented volcanic action. And the headlines scream the story of the reckless skin divers who captured the monster and put it on exhibition.
Sam! Pull out! Drop the net!
What do you think you're doing? Okay, take it easy.
Go back to the sea where he belongs.
Why?
Maybe to save your silly skins for you.
Hurry, hurry, hurry to see Gogo.
But the headlines do not record the story of a little boy who had a curious sympathy and understanding for the fantastic creature. What strange secret does he know that scientists only suspect?
Are you trying to say there may be a fully grown one of these things around somewhere? How big would a full grown one be?
An approximate guess. The infant? The adult.
That'll make it nearly 200 feet tall.
Wreaking terrible vengeance against the civilization that has captured its offspring. Towering over the cities of the world as millions flee its awesome terror.
Repent! Repent!
Can stop it, defying the force of the army, the might of the navy.
Fire number one, Tony.
Ready to open fire, sir. Fire one.
Even the fury of the jets. Crashing crescendo of sights never before beheld by human eyes and adventures never before experienced by any man or woman.
Famous Monsters of Hollywood magazine names it Shock Award winner. The Monster of Piedras Blancas. The Monster of Piedras Blancas, the world's most shocking monster, stalks its unsuspecting prey, feasts its eyes on the next victim to writhe in its slimy arms. The screen's most nightmarish beast. A claw-fingered, scaly-skinned, half-human crustacean, turning a lonely lighthouse village into a frenzied bedlam of blood-curdling horror. Never have you known such cringing terror, such... drawn by love to the forbidden cove of the sea monster, then trapped in a torment of unendurable suspense. In the screen monsterama of a thousand incredible... see the movie named the most brain-paralyzing shock story of them all, The Monster of Piedras Blancas.
Warning. This preview cannot show all of the terrifying and grotesque transformation sequences from the last 30 minutes of The Beast Within. The filmmakers strongly suggest that those who may be shocked by this unique, horrifying movie use caution when seeing the film. Something inside of Michael.
I've never seen anything like it before.
Something that's been waiting, watching, and growing.
Michael?
Something evil.
I know you're in here.
And whatever it is ready to be released.
I came back for them. All of them.
And now no one is safe. You have been warned. You are dared to remain calm during the horrifying final 30 minutes of The Beast Within. Even you may not survive. You have been warned.
In space, atoms combine themselves to create matter. For years, scientists have theorized that it is possible to camouflage atoms within themselves to achieve invisibility.
Feast your eyes on a miracle.
These theories have now become realities. Yeah! Yeah! Everybody thinks Kevin Dornwinkle is strange. His mother thought so.
You're grounded for a year.
So do his students.
Is this guy for real?
I'd be willing to do anything for an A.
Even his colleagues think he's wacky.
And they laughed at me! At me!
But ask Kevin Dornwinkle what he thinks is weird.
With this injection begins my erection.
Invisible maniac.
The invisible maniac. What you can't see can kill you.
The Blob is back. In a horrifying new adventure. And you are there, startled, stunned, terrified, as the blood-red creature rolls over and eats everything in its path.
We're going to burn the place down. I can't take any chances.
Beware the Blob. Starring Robert Walker, Gwynne Guilford.
First thing you do when you get home, you go fishing.
You know that's not the first thing I did when I got back home.
Beware Godfrey Cambridge. Beware Carol Lindley.
Please, please.
Beware Shelley Berman.
You would like a haircut?
It'd be $400.
Beware the Blob. Harry Hagman and his pals try to stop the blob with a pitchfork. Beware the blob.
Look out!
Consuming human flesh on contact.
I don't suppose you got any identification.
Nothing can stop it. Not fire, not water, not even bullets.
What do you mean?
Huh? That thing. That's it. Oh.
See, Son of Blob.
Relax. Get ready to have fun. Because you've got a date with somebody special. The walking, crawling nightmares from the pits of hell. The mutations.
You may think you are normal, but you are all a product of mutations. Your ancestors, our ancestors, were freaks.
Enter a world of the twisted and deformed. A world of monsters and madmen.
Mr. Lynch! Aren't you going to have a drink with us to help celebrate Kathy's birthday?
You expect me to sit down with a bunch of freaks?
He's one of us.
We accept you.
He's one of us.
Yes.
Our brother.
Sarah!
Our loving father.
Thank you, Sarah!
Get back! Get back! Get back from here!
It took 2 million years for man to evolve, and only 24 hours to create the mutations. It's not nice to fool with Mother Nature. It can be horrifying. The mutations.
It's intermission, it's intermission. It's intermission, it's intermission.
Ice cream, candy, lemonade too. And there's a hot dog waiting for you.
The popcorn's popping and it's ready to go. You know all the great
about your seat and get yourself a tasty treat down at the snack bar. Snack bar.
Pardon me, boy.
Yeah, baby.
Will you take me to the snack bar?
You know what I like.
Everything's ready when the first reel's over. There's nothing like a pizza with an
ice cold cola.
Get up out your seat and get yourself a tasty treat down at the snack bar. Snack bar.
It's intermission, it's intermission. It's intermission.
Get up out your seat and get yourself a tasty treat down at the snack bar. Snack bar.
It's intermission.
Here's a new taste treat. The corn dog. Plump, juicy wieners are dipped in a thick, golden southern-style corn batter that seals in all their freshness and flavor. If you like hot dogs, you'll love corn dogs. Everybody does. Try a corn dog with your favorite beverage. At the refreshment corner now. Corn dogs.
Soon the film Amok will be playing in this area. Because of the nature of the film and the nudity and sexuality involved, we have made cuts in the coming attractions trailer that you are about to see. However, when Amok plays in this theater, you will see it complete with nothing cut out.
Amok is the story of a sex-crazed madman. He lived on an isolated island where he lured beautiful girls. First, he only watched, but then
He did much more.
A few days before she disappeared, we couldn't help noticing a change had come over her, as if she were being tormented by something.
There were always new victims for his depraved desires. Beautiful young faces and bodies who were thrown into an explosion of sexual frenzy by drugs they never knew they took. He forced them to do what he wanted. And he wanted everything. When he was finished ravaging their bodies, they disappeared forever.
No heat. The game's over now. You must die.
Take her.
Amok is a movie so real, so mind-boggling, that you want to leave. But you won't be able to.
Hey, my friend Bernie, he told me this picture was strong. It's strong.
What do I think of this picture? I think the people who did it ought to be arrested.
What a picture.
You know, and I don't see anything wrong with sex and nudity.
I never saw so much sex and nudity in a movie. I can't believe it. They would put that on a screen.
Amok. A film that had to wait for the permissive 1970s before it could be made.
Called She-Wolf. Back. More vicious. As Ilsa, harem keeper of the oil sheiks. This time, she's Kadine, guardian of the royal harem. With her black beauties, velvet and satin, she's the real power behind the throne of El Sharif, a half-mad, lust-crazed oil despot.
More wine for my friends.
With his unlimited wealth and power, he can indulge in any pleasure, satisfy every perversion. And if anyone betrays him, his justice is and cruel. Under his tyrannical rule, slave markets still flourish, where beautiful women are sold as harem girls. Here is where they're taught all the ancient, exotic lovemaking techniques. Here they learn to obey.
Look, bitch!
Or die. For those who learn these love lessons well, there is El Sharif. For others, there is Ilsa and her love clan. Here, the sheik's erotic excesses are cleverly disguised. Here, young girls are brutally force-fed, turned into grotesque fertility symbols for African tribal chiefs.
And your breasts relapse and fall from your body. Is that what you wish?
Defy the Kadine, and you'll pay the price.
It was the same!
In agony. She's dead, bloodthirsty, and with her black buddy guards to help her, punishment is swift and terrible. Though she's vicious, she's still a woman with a woman's passion.
man that comes to me will not have to be dragged like some slave.
And if a man is strong and unafraid, Ilsa, harem keeper of the oil sheiks, using fear, terror, torture, and an army of desperate fanatics, no one can stop them. With brutal fury, she enslaved an empire and shocked the world.
When you work in Hollywood, you learn fast that there's just two kinds of girls in a town like this. The sweet, shy, innocent ones. You know, the ones you want to take home to mom. And then there are the other kind. The ones you just want to take home. Sometimes they like to play a little rough, but then these aren't your average girls.
Oh, no!
And this isn't your average movie. If you haven't figured out by now, there's something for everybody. Well, almost everybody. There's action, romance, and a cast of thousands. It's Hollywood Chainsaw Hookers. These girls charge an arm and a leg.
I think it's time somebody cut you down to size, Jack.
Have you ever considered therapy?
I'm going to enjoy splattering you.
Hostile. Very hostile.
What a great set.
Yeah, I know.
I wish that I could touch her.
Hollywood Chainsaw Hookers. It's a comedy that'll leave you in pieces.
Years ago, he was the hero of the day until the system knocked him out of the skies.
Flying without a pilot's license. Wearing underwear in public.
40 years ago, he said he'd never fly again. And for good reason.
I couldn't even tell the good guys from the bad guys.
But when his country calls...
We need you badly, Captain Invincible. We need you now. Real badly.
When the evil Mr. Midnight threatens America...
Today, New York! Tomorrow, the world!
It's time for the return of Captain Invincible, the hero who's forgotten how to fly, how to use his amazing computer brain, forgotten how to control his magnetic ability.
What the world needs now is a shining hero. What the world needs now is a glory man.
The return of Captain Invincible. Legend in leotards. Cape contender. And man of magnet.
Magnet on!
Fighting evil. fighting booze.
Soldier booze, let's hit the red eye.
There's nothing sicker in society than a lack of liquor and sobriety. So,
drink,
and fighting booze.
Bull, bull, bull.
The return of Captain Invincible. Everything's going to be just great again.
Captain Invincible.
Jeez, nice. The spaceship. You think it's one of ours?
They thought they were being visited by a creature from outer space. But it was much worse. They were being visited by a preacher from outer space. The evil Reverend Lash has descended upon the bashful residents of a small mountain town. He is using the airwaves to turn the local townfolk into mindless, moronic zombies.
Lash is love.
Lash is love.
Excuse me. You wouldn't happen to have any gray coupon?
We must create international chaos for our plan to survive.
Only a handful of fearless freedom fighters can stop this evil alien evangelist from enslaving the world. There's Walter the dentist. Vic 20, the battle-crazed divorce lawyer.
Who was that?
My first wife. What a bitch.
Rick, the accountant.
Why, you bet it is. 14 varieties of genuine barnyard animal feces.
Together with Nova, the sultry seductress from space. This far-out mountain movie could only be delivered to you by acclaimed director Daniel Boyd. Strangest Dreams, Invasion of the Space Preachers.
You don't seem to understand. This is a homo erectus.
Well, that's no reason to kill him. Takes all kinds, you know.
Will these good, sturdy town folk be able to overcome the evil Reverend Lash? Or will they submit and become mindless, moronic zombies? Find out in Trova's Strangest Dreams, Invasion of the Space Preachers. They're from out of town, she's from outer space, and together, they're all going out of their minds.
Please remember to replace the speaker on the post when you leave the theater.
And now, folks, it's time to say goodnight. We sincerely appreciate your patronage and hope we've succeeded in bringing you an enjoyable evening of entertainment. Please drive home carefully and come back again soon. Good night.